Okay, today is March 24th, 2020. This is the new moon session at a very pivotal time. And this is Debbie Moran, for those of you who don't know me. And I have this going on free conference call HD for you guys to call into. And if anything happens and you can't get on, I also have a Facebook Live going. And so the technical difficulties, it's kind of funny that we end up starting at 8:08 because I used to say, we're going to start at 8:08. That's just the magic number for some reason.
Hi, so, I made it.
You made it. Who's this?
I made it. It took a while. It took 8 minutes.
Yeah, who's this? Because I still have a really lousy connection.
Yeah, we're a little rattly. This is Jackie Linder.
Hey, Jackie.
Hey.
So, anybody here want to kind of state their intentions or how they're feeling or what's going on for you right now?
Hey, Debbie. It's Susan and Soto and Joey.
Yay, Susan and Soto and Joey.
Yeah, it took a while, but we got through. It's a garbled connection. I may have to try to keep it up.
It is a very garbled connection, for sure. So we're going to try and see if we can weather it through. It's not just me that's garbled. It's you guys, too, right? You feeling it?
Yeah, it's garbled. It's all garbled.
Yeah, okay. So what I'm going to ask is if you guys want to just hang in there and see if it clears up, or do we want to... I hesitate to say, do we want to hang up and start over? Because it took a while to get on here.
Yeah.
So we're starting over because it was so garbled. It maybe that's why.
Yeah. So did I hear you correctly, Jackie, when you said you hesitate to start over because it may be garbled, but that's why?
No, I'm saying we should start over. I've never had a garbled phone conversation get better.
So you think we should start over?
Yeah. I'll hang up and restart.
Okay.
That's my vote.
That's your vote. Okay.
That's my vote.
Let's see what happens with all of that. It's going to be an interesting night, guys. I can feel it. What I feel like is it's such a pivotal time, and I'm really in this space of claiming and owning that I am presence of, you know, we are one and being the one, and all of this drama and trauma that's going on in the world, and it feels like this is a huge... this is just a huge resistance showing up. So I feel like what I'm going to ask is just, we just, again, take a few moments and breathe and see if we can calm our nervous systems so that we then calm the electronic, not just of our nervous system, but the electronic of the world. So let's just start with that. So I'm going to just kind of walk everybody through it. Just everybody just breathe gently in and out. Let's do a little minor meditation, okay, to start. This is kind of how I imagined it before we began, so let's try it now. So everybody just breathe. And if you've ever seen a happy, healthy, sleeping baby in a crib.
Listening to my session.
Do what? Okay. So, everybody go back to breathing. And imagine you're a baby. And imagine you're a baby that came into the world without all the trauma that you came into the world with. And it was a gentle birth. It was like you were cradled in warm, gentle, soothing water. And and you were just gently floated into the world, and it was still a nice, soothing little world, and you ended up in the arms of these beautiful, loving earth and these beautiful, loving parents. And you received all the love you needed. So you could breathe easily and relax.
There's so much noise on the recording.
Yes, there is. Okay. We may do something unusual. I may actually hang up and ask everybody to call back in.
Okay.
Okay. So, and for anybody that wants to go off of this call and onto Facebook Live, that's apparently coming through now. So.
How do you get into the Facebook Live one?
Go on to Facebook and then just go on to my page, and you'll probably see it right there because I post it on my timeline.
Okay.
Yeah, but what's the ask for what her page is.
What's your page?
Debbie Moran.
Debbie Moran. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Okay. And I'm going to still, everybody on the live, thank you for being patient. What I'm going to ask you to do is just please breathe gently while I try to tend to the free conference call people. So for those who cannot get on the Facebook Live, they at least have access to this call. So I'll be right back, okay? So in the meantime, I'm just going to ask you to breathe and see if you can stay with that image of being a baby who was floated in on a nice warm bath and floated right into the arms of gentle, loving, healthy parents. Okay? And I'll be right with you.
Debbie Moran's personal page.
Okay. But it's not coming up. Oh, that's what I put there. Yeah, because it's very sensitive on this. Thanks.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, I can't hear anything now. Can you?
No.
Because she asked us to call back in. I can't hear anything.
I think she's trying to get a hold of somebody at the conference hall. People.
You
like
that?
Huh?
That'd be Marianne's personal page.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm trying to find
them. So what are we doing?
Oh, we're here. Finally, we're here. Hey, who is this?
Jim.
Who? Jim? Hi, Jim.
Hi.
So...
Yay, and it is clear now. Wow. Thank you, thank you, thank you for your patience, everybody. Hi, Sinead. Hi, Rachel. So, the there's a definition of fear that actually means reverential awe.
Hmm.
Imagine that. When I actually read that, I thought, well, that makes sense, and that's something I'm on board with, because I do feel reverential awe for life in all its forms around me. And so let's just breathe that in, that sense of reverential awe for now, for right now, with all of the chaos out there, which, by the way, let's actually first, before we start doing that, everybody just shake. Shake yourself. It's like a reset for your nervous system to shake yourself into kind of like bringing all of the pieces of you together that are kind of a little fragmented out there, which are what was going on with these calls. And so, wow, that actually felt good because I felt like so much shake off. So let's go back to that meditation, okay? And in that meditation, you're being born. You're this tiny little baby. You don't even know what you are, actually. You just feel this tiny little presence. Well, actually, you feel this massive presence in this tiny little body. But you're all soothed because you've been embraced in the womb of love, of creation. And when you come out, it's like a little mini water slide. But not a fearful water slide. You just kind of slide out into the earth, into the arms of loving parents who had equally gentle, beautiful births. And so, yes, Paula, false evidence appearing real. So that's another definition for fear. So you're sliding out into the parents' arms, and they cradle you, and they love you, and every need you could ever possibly have is met. And so you're able to breathe freely. So this is a breath that I've been practicing lately. It's not a new breath, but it's a new breath that I've been reintroduced to, and I thank Brian Ridgway for that. And basically what I want you to do is just tap into the breath of a healthy, happy, sleeping baby with no fears, no worries. And that breath is just breathing in through your nose, and then out through your mouth. And when you breathe in through your nose, your belly raises. And when you exhale, your belly descends. And you have no fears. You know all is well, and you are safe, and you are this beautiful, gracious presence that is welcomed in this world you've been born into. And so you keep breathing, and gradually your mouth just kind of turns into a smile. And every time you breathe in and your belly goes out, and you exhale and your belly goes in, you just relax a little bit more. And then wow. Chaos. What was I talking about with chaos earlier? So, chaos is an energy. That we're very uncomfortable with. Because it gives us this sense of no control. And so this little baby in this crib, this little baby in this bassinet, this little baby in the arms of gentle, graceful, loving parents has no cares and worries about that, because they're cradled safely in the arms of the loving parents, the loving one, as the loving one. And they are sheltered from all the craziness, a bit like being in the eye of a hurricane. It's just an event. And I say it's just an event with all sincerity of just really paying attention to who. Hi, Lenny. Paying attention to everyone and everything that's going around, but not getting swept into the tidal wave of it all, not getting pulled into the trauma and the drama of it, just breathing into presence in such a way that you are able to take the next best step in every moment, in every now, in every presence. Yes, Jackie says, I find I'm liking chaos. It swept away all control, and then I found myself where I was left. It was powerful. And that's been my experience as well. Chaos is an opportunity for us. It is an opportunity for us to, like we did earlier, the shaking of the nervous system, like an animal does when it's resetting its nervous system because it just got very tense as the helicopters go above our head. It got really tense. And so as it recognizes, okay, I'm done with that. I'm just going to wipe my hands of that. I'm going to walk away. But in order to walk away, I got to shake myself free. And that's what chaos does. It's a gift. It's a blessing. It shakes us free. Breathe that in. So I have to say thank you to chaos for the way we began this whole session. So what I'm feeling is a lot of angst and sadness in the world around me, like these ripples in the world around me. And this panic. Makes sense, right? Panic. Hi, Gabby. This panic of, oh my God, what do I do? What about tomorrow? Well, what if we can just stay present in the moment? Hi, Gabby. Thank you. Just stay present in the moment, knowing that we are this sacred light, the sacred being, and that there's nothing really to control. There's only the being present to it. And then there are what seems to be practical steps that we need to do every moment of every day and be conscious with it. So I really see this as a huge opportunity. I know that this is like a nightmare in the world, but I really feel like this is the awakening of the world. I feel like we've been living the nightmare. I get a lot out of movies. I get a lot of messages out of movies, but I don't watch horror flicks because I don't get a kick out of scaring myself to death. But a lot of people do, and that tends to be the theme out there. I don't know how many of you like zombie movies. I sure don't. But I've noticed there are a lot of trends of a lot of zombie movies out there, the zombie apocalypse and all of that. And what I've recognized is, for me, I feel like that's what we've been living. We haven't been living. I feel like everybody feels like they're afraid of dying, but I feel like what we're really afraid of is living. So I want to help plant our feet in the ground, not in a way that we become immovable, but in a way that we become rooted so we become free. So we become the change we wish to see in the world. I've been reminded about that a lot lately. And we all talk about that. And we all have different ways of approaching it, and as we should, because we all appear in different forms. We all appear to have different abilities. And really, is I feel like this is a calling out. We're like being called out. Ironically, we're being called out and being sent in, because up till now, if most of us came out, we weren't coming out truly. We weren't coming out as who we were designed to be. We were coming out as who we were programmed to be. We were coming out as the status quo and as the projections of the furthering and the repetition and the loopiness of that status quo. And when I say that status quo, I mean it's like we've been in this cog. This is the movement I'm feeling. It's like we've all been in this cog, and in this cog, it's like this endless wheel. And it's interesting to me because I've been saying for years, those of you who have been with me for years know I've been saying this, it's we're here to end history as we know it. We're here to end time as we know it. And those in the religious realm are scared literally to death that this is the end times. And really it is the end times. But it is the end times of a way of thinking and being that has been totally contrary to who we were designed to be. So it is the end of a way of thinking and the end of a way of experiencing our world, the end of a way of interacting, the end of a way of loopiness, staying stuck. Hi, Babs. It's really that loopiness I was talking about. When I was in my 20s, I told somebody, I'm getting off the wheel this time. And they said to me, you can't get off the wheel. And I said, maybe you can't, but I am. And I feel we're here for that. That loopiness is that whole repetition loop of sin, which basically just means I made a mistake. I missed the mark, which means I get to do it again. I get a do-over, which then brings us to reincarnation. Do-over, which still keeps us in that loopiness of punishment, guilt, blame, I need to pay for something, which means, and I also feel like this is taking me into this loopiness so that I can be revealed to the dynamic of the master-slave dynamic. It's like our history is, hey, Jerry, our history is violent. Our history is contrary to, it's not affirming in life. It has been a very divisive with our duality world, our good and bad and right and wrong and this or that, and instead of including all of the colors of the rainbow, including all of the nuances of life. Most of us are born and then we immediately begin focus. It's like we're born, most of us, we just change that. But most of us are born and we start slowly walking toward death instead of living in the moment and really thoroughly immersing in the grace of the world around us. Hey, Esther. So, my intention for this session is to bring a deeper level of awareness that we made a choice a long time ago, if there was such a thing as time. We made a choice, and we chose to create this world of opposites. We chose to create this world where we wanted to experience what we're not. And in doing so, we created our own living hell. So my intention is to awaken our consciousness, to awaken us to the fact that we never left the garden. We are here in heaven, on earth, and all we have to do is remove our blinders and our fears and our beliefs. A lot of beliefs. So even those things that we don't believe ourselves, we are conscious as being human, so we are affected by those beliefs. So it's so much programming that we have forgotten our connection to Source. So as a result, we are forcing our resources, much like a parasite, just pulling from our resources instead of partnering with them, instead of working with them, instead of listening, and instead of being with them. Hi, Barry. So my intention is to awaken our consciousness to the realization that we are here in heaven now. And maybe with enough of us enclosed in our own little cocoons, if we can remember that awareness instead of buying into all of the projections and fears, if we can remember that awareness, that's all it takes. Just enough of us remembering that awareness, and the world can wake up. So, if anybody wants to unmute themselves on the conference call and say anything, please feel free to do star 6 to do that. If anybody has anything here to say on the Facebook Live, feel free to give input. I'm feeling a lot of things, a lot of distractions pulling. It's very clear, actually. All these distractions are very much each of our resistances. And I say each of our resistances, my resistances, to actually stepping into a place of empowerment. And here's another thing, because what I'm getting is this place of empowerment. We talked earlier about, you know, not stepping into our power. And Course in Miracles talks about that. Marianne Williamson, Nelson Mandela both said our greatest fear is not that we are weak, but our greatest fear is actually that we are powerful beyond belief. And there is some truth to that. And there's so many reasons we can come up with. But part of what I'm feeling is because we have this narrow focus, this dynamic of this is our world, and it starts when we're tiny little people, and our parents are there, and God bless our parents because they're clueless too, because their parents were clueless. Actually, we are at a time where we are so full of grace, and if we can just breathe into that and recognize that and love ourselves and each other and our parents, then that'll just blossom. Hi, Diane. So, this power, this empowerment, part of the reason that we're not stepping into our power is because we're confused by what power means. Because we have created a world where we think power is who is the strongest, who has the biggest gun, who has the biggest weapon, who has the most money, which then can buy the biggest gun and the biggest weapon. And that's what we think is power here, which is so totally not power. If we need a gun, we're scared because we don't trust that we're safe. So the bigger the guns, the bigger the scared little child. And that's what we've been operating from. So what I want to do is take a moment for everybody to just embrace their little ones. Okay? Just go to that little one inside of you. I want you to imagine little 2 or 3-year-old you. And something just happened. you heard a loud bang or somebody yelled at you. Whoa. Well, that's interesting. Deborah Williams just reacted to my comments. Oh, hi, Deborah. So you're a little girl or a little boy, and you're two or three, and somebody yells or somebody smacks you or somebody makes a loud noise, and you startle. And instead of that person coming to comfort you, they tell you, get over it. Get over it. You're just going to have to get used to it, because that's the way the world is. Feel what that little one feels. I feel so much confusion and sadness and fear and anger all bundled up in a big knot in the belly. And somebody says, don't you cry. There's no reason for you to cry. And you just, the knot gets bigger and bigger and bigger, and you collapse more and more and more. I want you to go to that little person of you. Nice. Thank you, Esther. I want you to go to that little one. Go to her now. Go to him now. And I want you to get down on your knees, because they're little. And they're scared, because their world is this tiny little narrow focus of these faces in front of them, telling them how bad everything is and what they're going to have to do and have to expect. Great, Esther. So get down on your knees, look at that little one and say, hello, sweetheart. Hello, honey. Hello, sweetie pie, whatever you want to call them. Hello, baby girl. Hello, little one. I am so sorry. I am so, so sorry. I am so, so sorry that I left you here. I didn't know I left you here. I thought this was just a memory. I thought I'd already addressed you. I thought we were cool. We were good. I didn't know that I was still saying, suck it up. Be strong. Don't let anybody see you cry. Don't let anybody see you shake or tremble in fear. Suck it up. I didn't know I was doing that too. I am so, so sorry. Please, please forgive me. This is Ho'oponopono, by the way, guys. We're going back in your timeline and we're saying, okay, I am so, so sorry. Really, I am so, so sorry. Please, please, please forgive me. I didn't know any better. You didn't know any better, and you're me, and I'm you. And I didn't even realize I was you, because I thought I was a grown-up version of you. I did not know that you were still buried down there in the pit of my stomach, looking up at me, going, please hear me. Please see me. Please feel me. But I see you now, and I feel you now, and I hear you. I hear you, and I love you, and I thank you so much for being here. And I also thank you so much for continuing to remind me to shout, to trigger me, to remember you. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, honey. I'm sorry, baby girl. I'm sorry, my little man. I'm so sorry. Please forgive me. I love you and thank you. Now, that, those belief systems our parents had, they couldn't know any better either. That's all part of what we were taught, what we created. And now we get to choose differently. We get to choose a different way. And I'm choosing a different way. So I'm asking you now, do you want to come with me? I think I've done this process with you before in the past, but every time I've done it with you in the past, I've said, come with me, but I didn't even know, I didn't even recognize that I was still hiding you. I was still stuffing you. I was still keeping you from expressing yourself. And again, I am so sorry. Please forgive me. I love you and thank you. And would you come with me now? Let's go this way. Let's choose a place where we are allowed to be who we came to be. We are allowed to laugh. We are allowed to scream. We are allowed to cry. We are allowed to feel every feeling we feel. And we're allowed to play. Play in this world and create in this world. And we don't have to create horror stories anymore. We don't have to create situations where somebody's smacking us or telling us we're wrong or telling us to get over it. It's not okay to be that. So come here. Be with me now. And we're going to play a whole new way in this world. Hi, Ellie. We're going to play a whole new way in this world. And we're going to bring our essence to life. And we're going to do it wholly. Wholly bringing all the parts of us together and wholly as we were designed to be these sacred beings of light in grace. Hi, Virginia. Hi, Ernestina. Hey, sis. Hey, Sherry. Okay, so breathe into that. How does that feel? How does that feel? I encourage you that during these times when we're in our little cocoons, call them our little retreats. Hey, Esther. Call them our little retreats. Instead of feeling like you're imprisoned, guess what? We have been imprisoned for a very long time. We've been in this imprisoned image of freedom, which has really been about indebtedness, about obligation, about being a cog in the wheel of the systems of life. And for the longest time, I judged that. Hey, Carmel. For the longest time, I judged the systems of the world. And from a Ho'oponopono perspective, what I started asking myself is, okay, what in me are the systems? What in me is the government that I feel is way out of balance and totally forgotten the hierarchy and priority of who works for who and who does, who's in service to who? What in me is out of balance? And the more I did that, the more I could come to this place of, because there's lots of sayings in the Bible, judge not lest you be judged. Well, I recognized I was judging a lot. I thought I was this open-minded individual, and I feel like I am pretty much. But I was judging our world very harshly. And whenever you're judging the world around you, you're judging yourself. And so I started recognizing and doing my own work on the systems of my body. And for whatever reason, I'm doing this in my mouth because it feels like this whole alimentary canal, the things that we take in. What we do is, with not just with food and water and air, we take in experiences through our alimentary canal, through our mouths, down through our throats and into our bodies and down through our digestive tract and through our diaphragm. The problem is a lot of times, a lot of those experiences, we're not, our souls, the essence of who we are, know that something's not right, that we're fooling ourselves and we're lying to ourselves a lot. So we're not digesting well. We don't remember to digest the experiences of our life. And if we don't digest them, we're continually regurgitating them. We're continually spinning around in our mental realm, in our heads, forgetting that the head brain, we can all with body talk, you guys, we tap the head and the heart and over the navel, and that's the head brain, the heart brain, and the gut brain, to bring those brains into alignment, because we have been so congested in our thinking that we are the machine of life, that we have neglected the way the machine, the way the computer relates to the parts within the rest of the body and the world around. So it's about bringing that consciousness, awareness of integration and harmony into that whole experience of bringing in life. So bringing in life, bringing it down and swallowing and breathing in and taking the experience down. And this is what we need to do with our feelings, by the way. If we don't feel our feelings, if we don't digest our feelings, they continually regurgitate. They continually, it's like acid reflux comes up to the brain and says, okay, you're not paying attention to me. You're not paying attention to me. So we need to breathe it in. Allow it to process, continue to breathe. Process, digest, assimilate, which means we sort out the nutrients and receive the nutrients of the wisdom of each experience, as well as the food and air and water that we take in, but the wisdom of each experience in this lifetime and others, because we have the DNA, we have the past lives. We have so many components that we can't consciously be aware of or manage. The best way we can manage that is to breathe them in, synthesize them, integrate them, assimilate the wisdom, and eliminate the waste. And the waste, by the way, there is no such thing as waste. The waste, even from our bodies, is nourishment for another aspect of life, through the earth. So, keep breathing. Esther said something about coming from this place of infinite gratitude, and that is a beautiful space, and that will facilitate the assimilation, the digestion, and the processing of all of your life, all of our life, all of this life. So I encourage you again to breathe this baby, this happy, healthy baby breath every single day. And I don't want you to beat yourself up if you're not doing it, but I want you to breathe it. And when you forget you breathe it, don't go, oh, damn, I didn't do it again. Smack, 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 what happened in the past. Do, okay, I forgot. So, okay, I'll do it. I'll do it now that I remembered. So I'm going to breathe now. And even more essential, when you hear something or you see something or you feel something that triggers that thought or that belief system or that program or that trigger, that habit that keeps fight flight running over and over and over and over and over again. When you as soon as you remember, start breathing. It's interesting. In yoga, they say perfect breath equals perfect health. And that's what they mean. These bodies were designed with a system to capture, to notice if something is offline, to notice if something is off balance. And then it has the ability to establish a new harmony, a new rhythm, and to bring things back into optimal balance. But we need to breathe to do that. And the irony is, and even as I talk, I don't get to breathe as much, but the irony is we need to breathe all the time. We breathe barely to keep ourselves alive. When I tell people breathe, they say, what do you mean breathe? That's just the stupidest thing I ever heard. Of course I'm breathing. And yes, you are breathing because the body has that built-in capacity to keep its survival mechanism. But the dynamic is that up to now, we have been living in survival mechanism. We have been living from a place of fight, flight, from drama, trauma, life and death. Run for your life. But the irony is you're not running for your life. You're running away from your life. So when you feel yourself being triggered, you can always come back to that practice to reclaim that little girl or that little boy as well, because you may notice a different event. Because we have over 75 trillion cells in our bodies, and every one of these cells in our bodies, they can clone and make another you. So what do you think that means? That means that if they can clone you from every one of your 75 trillion cells, then that's like 75 trillion yous in this body. And so the interesting part is I've often thought in the past, I used to think, people would ask me, why is it that we're always fighting and struggling, and why can't we get it together? And those are not the questions to ask, by the way, because whenever you ask the question, your subconscious is going to give you the answer. The universe is going to respond and say, well, let me show you. So when those questions come to mind, rewrite them in an affirmative of what you want, what you prefer in your life, rather than what you're afraid of and what you're experiencing at that moment, or what you feel like you're experiencing at that moment. So when those experiences come up and when you're triggered and when you notice you're not breathing again, begin breathing again. And that's the irony is, yeah, Sherry, that's true. We choose not to breathe in the moment to avoid being here now. Breathe deep, accepting the now. Exactly. So here's the other thing. Have any of you had an experience? Let's try that right now, actually. Let's do some more breathing together. And yeah, you may think, why are we just doing all this? So let's do some more breathing, because when we breathe into the now, there is only peace. There is only love. There's only space. Because we're not thinking about what we've lost, or the past, or the traumas we've experienced from the past, and we're not worrying about the future or what we're going to do about money now, or oh my God, I don't want to, we can't be around anybody, I'm going to be isolated. We don't have those fears because we're in the moment and we're breathing. And on a physical level, when our bodies are traumatized, they need oxygen. So when we have a pain, our first response is, I got a pain, so and we even have sayings about that. That took my breath away. What took your breath away? What took your breath away was, you took your breath away. So gently, 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 gently remind yourself to breathe. Be the parent you always wanted. That you never felt you had. Be that gentle place of acceptance of this light. This little children's song keeps going through my head all the time these days. This little light of mine. Hey, Brian. Wow. Hi. I'm going to let it shine. So what I'm getting at is just that. Shine. Shine. Be present. Acknowledge your feelings. Embrace your feelings. Embrace the essence of your being and see how life changes around you even in the midst of all this craziness, all this insanity. Because guess what? You know, we think the world is insane now. I've heard so many people in the past say, well, the good old days. Well, you know what? That's a bunch of lies. The thing is that now everything's right in our faces, so we can't ignore them anymore. And that's a good, that's a blessing, actually. That's a blessing. I'm not going to say that's a good thing. That's a blessing. We can't ignore them anymore. So what happens is we get to see the way we've been the way we've been lying to ourselves, the way we've been accepting or subjugating ourselves, the way we've been dishonoring ourselves. And it is all ourselves, all of ourselves. We're like all little cells in the planet and in the universe, as far as I understand now. So it's really about coming present and taking this opportunity to step into the light that you are, the light that we are, the light of I am. And take the practical steps that you're inspired to take, that your heart tells you to do. And when the little one cries out, comfort it, soothe it, love it. Because quite frankly, we have a bunch of little ones out there running this planet. But it starts here. It starts here. So I'm going to do a little bit of body talk. Now, I'm going to tap into the reptilian brain, the pineal, pituitary, hypothalamus, thalamus, and we're going to do a balancing. And I'm holding the base of the skull and the pineal, pituitary. I'm focusing on the pineal, pituitary, but my fingers are really on the amygdala, the bilateral amygdala. And the amygdala, these are parts of the brain, And I say all of this in sincerity. This is what science and medicine says now. I say this as of awareness up to now because I feel like there's so much we don't know that we claim we know. And so we're working with what we have right here, right now. So we're at the reptilian brain, and we're working with the reptilian brain and the amygdala. And ironically, I just realized I'm wearing a Ganesha shirt, which is the, in Hindu mythology, he is the god of the remover of obstacles. And he's really the reptilian brain in the body. So at least that's the representation of him. And the reason he's the remover of obstacles is because we cannot have higher conscious thoughts until we have our sympathetic nervous system, our reptilian brain, functioning well. Because otherwise it's going to go into overdrive and it's going to continually hijack us. And that's part of the programming. The reptilian brain can continually being hijacked by all of our thoughts and ideas and belief systems that are from the beginning of time, not just this lifetime, from the beginning of time. The more I work with people, the more I recognize that we all have a lot of the same programming. So it's like it's in the DNA of humanity. It's in the construct of this universe. And it's not making it wrong. It's making it, making us conscious of it so that we can claim it. Claim it. So we can claim it because when we claim it, we can do something about it. Until we claim it, until we acknowledge that we are affecting and influencing all of that out there, until we claim that, then we are perpetuating it. And the more of us that claim that, the more of us that come to that together to that realization of that claiming of, oh, somehow that is me out there, the more we do that, the sooner we wake up and we remember we never left the garden. There's an old Indian metaphor. I love this one. Again, it includes elephants, which is ironic because elephants are known for their memory. And really, most of our thought processes aren't original thought. They're memories that we're regurgitating and repeating. So this metaphor, this analogy is the blind men and the Indian, or the blind men and the elephant. Sorry, it's an Indian metaphor. The blind men and the elephant. So we are those blind men and the elephant. The elephant is the universe. The elephant is the metaphor of the universe that we somehow created. And so we are these blind men, and we walk, we're taken to a tail or a toenail of the right front hoof or an eyelash or a trunk or an ear. Different parts, but we're, the point is, there's more we don't know than we do know. We don't see the vast big picture, but we can claim that somehow it's there for us. It's all there for us. But we have to open our eyes, our true eyes, to remember that it's there for us. And we have the power, not the force, the power. True power is a presence. True power is breathing into your presence, and you stand so clear that nothing affects you poorly. Because you are clearly present. Hmm. much of the time in our lives we've been like Velcro. All this stuff sticking to us, and we're walking around like these big sumo wrestler costumes covered in Velcro. Let's take those costumes off. Let's leave them by the wayside. They are not who you are. They are not who we are. They are not even your little ones that you're not feeling. They are the programs that we established and put into place, the mental constructs that we said, oh, this is how it is, so this is how it is. So here's another thing. We step into our true power. Feel that. We step into our true power. Then we can create a different world. Instead of feeling like victims in a world that's out of control, and somehow we're just being tossed like feathers in the wind. Let's learn to play with the elements. Let's learn to remember the elements are us and we are the elements. Not just you are me and I am you. The trees are you and you are the trees. The sand is you and you are the sand. The sun is you and you are the sand. And I am all that. I feel like this has been a very interesting session because it started out so chaotically, which is kind of perfect because it's really aligned with the energy of the planet at the moment. Maybe I'm going to reframe that. It's not aligned with the energy of the planet at the moment. At the moment, the world is calm, and I am at peace. And I encourage you to breathe into that as well. And I'm going to continue to do these new moon sessions. I've been doing them for, since 2010. I'm going to continue to do them. But I feel like because of all the chaos and all of the energy, and because it's time for me to actually step up and step out, I'm going to do at least weekly FaceTime lives. FaceTime, if FaceTime cooperates, and I trust it will. And I invite you all, I will put a notice on my timeline and let you know. And I'm part of other groups that I'll invite you to, specifically the group. I was going to do a meditation tonight with you all, but it didn't feel right, so that we'll see how that comes, other than the baby meditation, which I feel like was really appropriate. Ah, I love that. It's so funny. I'm always hearing Brian reprimand me. Appropriate. So I feel like it just came timely. And so I'm going to do my weekly sessions, group sessions. I'll do them Facebook Live. And I invite you to stay in touch and to let me know what comes up for you from this and from this, the world around us. And I invite you to continually practice that happy, healthy, sleepy, peaceful, harmonious baby breath. And I have some links to a book of videos that you can actually walk through with if you want. I will put them out there. In the meantime, just keep breathing I go back to Finding Nemo and Dory. Just keep swimming. Only I say, just keep breathing, just keep breathing, and just keep putting one foot in front of the other as you're inspired, not as you're pushed or forced to do. And if you ever feel during these times or ever, if you're feeling forced into something, I'm gonna keep saying, come back to the breath. If you're feeling forced, if you do nothing more than take three big breaths, just like we just did, and if you want, you can add the body talk tapping. Head, heart. Navel. You'll find yourself interacting and in working in the world in a whole different way. And be gentle with yourself. Trust. Baby steps. Baby steps. Baby steps. I could go on, but I'm not going to. I just got triggered into another thought, but I'm not going to carry that over, okay? So I will see you guys in a week. I will let you know when they are. I'm thinking Friday nights, but I'm going to just kind of check into my intuition and see what I'm guided for. See perhaps when's a good time for everybody, and also when's a time where Facebook isn't acting all screwy. Anyway, I love you all. Thank you. I'm going to apologize for the beginning, but I'm going to say also it was very much in alignment with the energy that we came in with, and I'm feeling like that energy has dissipated. So go gently into your night and rest. I love you all. Thank you. Good night. You're a gem too, Sune. Love you too, Karma. Love you, William. Or Deborah. Good night. You too, Jackie. Thank you. Bye. Okay, everyone on the call. Nobody unmuted themselves, and there's only another person on the call. So I guess everybody either went to the live or dropped off the call. I apologize for the confusion. I'm going to unmute you if you want to say something. And stop the recording.